Welcome to English Harmony Podcast, where the English fluency expert Robbie Kukurs will teach you how to speak fluent English and become a more confident foreign English speaker.
Hello, my dear fellow foreign English speakers. That's me, Robbie from English Harmony, and welcome to my video blog. Today, I'm going to tell you what I experienced, what I witnessed, to be more precise, while watching a video of a particular English teacher teaching a foreigner how to speak in English, obviously, right? Why I'm saying this, it's all got to do with my own English fluency coaching program that I'm going ahead with currently, called Fluency Star. I've stopped taking new students on board for the simple reason that there's no more places available, right? My schedule is pretty tight as it is. Anyway, I was watching this particular video, and what struck me, what surprised me big time was the way the teacher conducted the whole conversation. And here's what she did. I'm not gonna name the teacher, or I'm not gonna provide any links to that video in the description box below, for the simple reason that I don't want to discredit other people and knock them. Maybe they do what they do for good reasons, who knows. But the way I see it, it's very inefficient. And here it goes, right? The teacher basically introduced herself to the student by saying all the common things. My name is such and such, I come from such and such country, I've been an English teacher for so long, and this and that. And a minute or a couple minutes later on, she says to the student, "So now you introduce yourself, please." And the student goes something like, "Okay, my name is such and such, and I come from such and such country." And then she just froze. And guess why? Well, obviously, she couldn't recall what was the next point that she had to mention in her introduction, simply because the teacher just breezed through the whole list, right? And she had no reference points or anything in her mind. She just went blank. She drew a blank, which is an idiomatic expression. I think it comes from military. To draw a blank, it's got to do with blank bullets, I think. I'm not really sure, but then again, we don't have to analyze these idiomatic expressions. We don't necessarily need to know where they originate from. We just need to know how to apply them in daily conversations, right? So in this case, when I'm saying that the student drew a blank, it means that her mind went all blank and she basically didn't know what to say. And then the teacher was like, "Okay, do you not remember what I said?" And the student goes like, "No." And I was watching it and I'm thinking, Jesus, does she not realize what she's doing? She's putting the poor student on the spot. This is another expression, meaning that she puts her in a situation where there's no way out of it. You know what I mean? She was in a predicament, basically. She didn't know what to say. She couldn't kind of complete the task that she was assigned to introduce herself. So deep down inside, obviously, it registers with the student that she's a failure, that she can't speak properly just because of lack of instruction, right? But how that teacher could get away with it, and how does she not realize that that's not the proper way, I just don't get it. It beats me. I don't get it. What I would have done and what I'm doing in the Skype coaching chat sessions is I'm always asking questions or dropping hints as to what the student has to say or what he has to ask me. There's always hints dropped or questions asked so that the student immediately knows how to respond. And there's a lot of repetition going on because my hints and questions always include the key phrases, collocations and phrases and idiomatic expressions and all that, so that there's constant repetition and memorization going on, and it's a natural flow. But just to basically recite a whole poem off by heart and then telling the other person, "Now you repeat the same thing," kind of, it just doesn't compute. I just don't get it. All it does, it creates an awful lot of confusion, and if that person was paying for that lesson, I would have said that it's money wasted, money gone to waste, because after 30 or 60 minutes of conversation, having happened in this particular way, there's no benefits to the student because the student is not required to repeat anything, to memorize anything, to talk a lot. The teacher does most of the talking, and she's from time to time she's trying to elicit some answer from the student, or makes her say something, but it's not done in a constantly, in a flowing manner. Basically, there is no conversation going on at the same time. It's mostly one-way conversation the whole time. The teacher talks, and then sometimes the student is required to say something. And in this particular example, she just puts the student on the spot by telling her, listen, now say pretty much the same that I just said during the last 30 seconds or 60 seconds or whatever. It's just not possible. Nobody could do that in their native language, let alone in a foreign language, right? So this was just my observation, and I believe it's wrong. It shouldn't be happening that way. And yeah, that's about it, my friends. If you have any comments in this regard, please publish them in the comment section below this video. And of course, I'm going to be as helpful as I possibly can by responding while responding to those comments, right? Thanks for watching, and talk to you soon again. Bye-bye.